anybody who wanted the contract had to have been doing business in Buffalo as a developer for 50 years. And I challenged Elaine Carlieros, who was in charge of the Buffalo Billion program at that point, on that, and he claimed it was a typo, and they changed it to 15, but Simonelli, which was the only developer who would have been eligible originally, wound up getting the job anyways, and then there were more allegations coming from sources about whether or not the process was still on the up and up, and I started asking more questions of Carlieros and got the runaround, got the extreme runaround, and wound up publishing a story in December 22nd, 2014. Which was really about the appalling lack of transparency around the selection process.
And now the complaint includes emails specifically on that 50-year.
Yeah, and the amazing thing I find in that is that they actually did it in writing. You know, you got all these, you know, Elaine Carlieros, the nanotech guru, the guy being paid over $1 million a year by the SUNY system, and others who are paid to be smart and presumably cover your tracks, and they put it all in writing, and they somehow thought, like Carlieros, at one point in the indictment, apparently it refers to him saying, well, you know, contact me on my Gmail account, not my official government account, like somehow that was going to shield him from a federal subpoena. Just, I find the whole thing, having read the indictment now, after having experienced as a reporter, it's just kind of mind-blowing.
A bombshell. Can you put it in perspective? We've got allegations of bid rigging, bribery, and these trace back to the projects here.
Yeah, and again, if the indictment is to be believed, and I hope you preface whatever you use with if the indictment is to be believed, the fix was in from the very beginning, that the state consulted with Simonelli in how the proposal was crafted. They gave them inside information about what site was going to be selected. You know, it was really a done deal before the process even started. And, you know, what I find profoundly sad, really, is here is a program, the Buffalo Billion, which is intended supposedly to help this community rise from its economic malaise of the last, 30, 40 years. And the biggest project, a $750 million project, winds up to be really a vehicle for rewarding a campaign contributor. It winds up to be a vehicle to commit a crime against the taxpayers of this state and this community. And I've given several interviews today. I keep using the word betrayal. It really, if the indictment is to be believed, if it holds up in court, this represents a tremendous betrayal on the part of Simonelli in the state of New York of this community.
What do you think will happen regarding the governor? We've clearly learned that there's been campaign donations made to the governor, but it doesn't appear that there's anything in the complaint that implicates the governor in that.
No. And the U.S. attorney made that clear, although he kept qualifying it by saying, you know, at this time, at this point. But the bottom line is this. Who was indicted? His closest aide, his top economic development official, and officials from companies that represented two of his biggest campaign contributors in upstate. This clearly, it doesn't implicate the governor legally, but it certainly taints the governor because you have to keep in mind, Andrew Cuomo is known for being very controlling. Nothing happens without him knowing about it. So one of two things happened here. Either he knew about it, or he didn't know about it. And which is worse? This is, you know, if you're Andrew Cuomo and reviving the upstate economy was job one, and you've handed the keys to the car to Elaine Carlieros, and then you're not paying attention, you don't find it curious that that all the big developer contracts are going to your campaign contributors. At some point, you don't pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Dr. K, what's going on here?" That would be very out of character for Andrew Cuomo. Now, that's not to say they were following his orders, but this certainly reflects poorly. And I think looking forward, and it's not too early to look forward, what does this mean for the governor's upstate economic development initiative? Caleros was quarterbacking everything. Well, were other we've got the Buffalo Billion implicated. We've got some projects in Syracuse implicated. It leads to questions about how fair, how honest was the selection process when it came to Dunkirk, when it came to Rochester, when it came to Utica, when it comes to Albany. Should we be so naive as to believe that these were isolated episodes, or does this call into question the entire upstate initiative, and should we be stepping back from all of that and asking questions before another dime of the state's money? Because when you look at what's going on across the state, you're talking a couple of billion dollars worth of projects. And
to hear Barrera say for the Buffalo Billion, you know, the entire bidding system was rigged.
Yeah, and you know, what wasn't mentioned in the indictment, but you look at some of the other Buffalo Billion projects, and you look at McGuire Development got the contract to do some renovations to Key Center so that IBM can come in. And as I had previously reported, McGuire apparently had little use for Andrew Cuomo before he was awarded that. That was kind of like the consolation prize. Simonelli got Riverbend. They wanted, I guess, to give the other project to somebody else, so they gave it to McGuire. McGuire, I think, had given, I'm going by memory here, but I think $2,000 to Cuomo. Within several months of him getting the contract, all of a sudden McGuire Development, or Frank McGuire, one or the other, is a $25,000 donor to Cuomo. What's that about?
How is this, do you look, long-term affecting kind of the psyche of the community, too, of what has happened?
Well, Lou was a major player. He was a major player in the Republican Party. Kevin Shuler was his guy, who was a huge behind-the-scenes player. Lou was chairman of the Power Authority. Pataki appointed him chairman of the Power Authority at one point. Major campaign contributor to a lot of people. So Simonelli was a major political player, as well as being a civic player, as you noted, sitting on a lot of boards and making a lot of contributions to different nonprofit organizations. So I think this is going to have a really big ripple effect. And the other thing is the company, the development company, LP Simonelli, is the biggest construction contractor in Western New York. They're huge. There's a lot of projects that were built or are being built and or managed by LP Simonelli. I know that the last couple of years, the fallout from this controversy has hurt the company somewhat. People, I think, are more reluctant to do business with them because of this cloud. Well, the cloud has opened up and is a thunderstorm now, and I think that this could have grave consequences for the company. So you've got a major employer, you've got a major political player, you've got a major player within the civic community, and this is Lou Simonelli is you know, if you had to name 10 people in Buffalo who are really big players, Lou Simonelli was one of them, and he's now under federal indictment.
Barrera hopes for a trial in this. Do you see that happening for these cases?
Good question. Well, I suppose unless people are going to start pleading. They've got Todd Howe apparently playing ball with them. I guess I can't really offer an informed opinion on that. But I'll tell you what, it'll be a pretty interesting trial if it does.
Buffalo's FBI leader also spoke, Adam Cohen, at the news conference. And one thing he did say that Buffalo's billion, he said, tarnished an historic opportunity that the city had.
Well, it clearly has tarnished. And really, when you look at the solar city project now. It's got any number of strikes against it. It was originally going to employ 1,450 people. Now it's going to employ 500, with the difference made up elsewhere. But it's not going to employ the number of people it did. The company is losing record amounts of money, on pace to lose over $1 billion. The company has for some time been under federal investigation of its own. No charges have been brought, but it's been under investigation. And you've had this series of controversies, contractors not getting paid. Now you've got this, and I suppose only in Buffalo could some politician say, I'm going to give you $1 billion, and it somehow winds up becoming a black eye.
But fortunately, these projects hopefully will continue at the phases that they're at and move forward.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to affect the projects moving forward. I think they will continue to move forward. That said, moving forward with Solar City on pace to lose $1 billion this year, the success of that plan is by no means assured. And this whole Buffalo Billion program now is now synonymous with corruption.
What do you look for next in your investigative work with this? What will you be watching for now?
That's a good question. We're working right now with ProPublica on a project in Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, looking at an in-depth look at economic development subsidies under Andrew Cuomo. So I think the next big thing you'll see out of us is going to be looking at the billions of dollars that the Cuomo administration hands out around the state, and who's getting it, and what's been the public return on investment.
Jim Heaney, our partner with Investigative Post, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this blockbuster indictment.
Thanks for having me.